The next piece is the piece on your seats, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. It is from Ludwig von Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and later set to, or the tune is from, and the words are from later. Notice, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, coming on the heels of our word Alleluia. The word Alleluia is found in, I don't know how many, but very many languages around the world. It's the same word, Alleluia. It's in Latin, I believe French. I know it's in Russian, Ukrainian. It's in Polish. But it's this word, Alleluia. It doesn't really mean anything other than praise to God. It's an expression of praise. So now we're moving on to this joyful, joyful, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love, hearts unfold like flowers before thee. Hail thee as the sun above. Verse 3 says, Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou the Father, Christ our brother, all who live and love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. And then verse 4, Mortals, join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father love is reigning o'er us, brother love binds man to man. Let's sing, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Oh. Yes.
next piece is Of the Father's Love Begotten. The text comes to us from the 4th century after Christ. So I wrote it down. Is that 1800 years ago? 1700 years ago. This text is 1700 years old, and we get to sing it today, so that's pretty cool. And the tune is Ancient Plain Song Chant from the 13th century. So that's about 800 years old. So this song is quite old, and you will notice that it is a plain song chant. It does not have a necessary, does not have a meter. It does not have, it's not super like regulated, structured. It's just this chant. And it was, chants were passed down orally. And so, you know, probably when these words were written, if this was written to be a song and they sung it, probably no notations. The 13th century plain song chants are some of the earliest notated music we have today. So this is some very original music. So I thought that's, I wanted to point that out. And so it's in this translated from ancient text. And so the words are kind of backwards. I'll read to you the first verse. Of the Father's love begotten, speaking of Jesus Christ, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending he. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore, amen. Verse 2, O that birth forever blessed, when a virgin blessed with grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Savior of our race. And the babe, the world's redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore. Let the heights of heaven adore him, angel host his praises sing, powers, dominions bow before him, and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring. Verse 4, Christ to thee with God the Father, and, O Holy Ghost, to thee, hymn and chant and high thanksgiving and unwearied praises be, honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory, evermore and evermore. Amen. We attempt in a small way to replicate what it may have sounded like many, many years ago. So sit back, vision large stone arches, ancient cathedral, and people from 1,000 years ago singing these same words and tune.
So
The next piece is Come Bring Your Burdens. It's an invitation to bring your burdens to God, and there's several verses. What I would like to have us do is sing the first verse together. We will sing it once through for you. By the end of the verse, you will have learned it and will be able to help us. So we will sing Come Bring Your Burdens. I will turn around and conduct you, and you help us again on the first verse. Then we will sing verses 2, 3, 4, and 5. And when I turn around and cue you, you will help us again at the end.